So, hello and welcome. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about cell size. Why are cells so small? There is a mathematical reason to this. And the short answer is the smaller an object, the larger its surface area to volume ratio. And cells are so small because they need to have a large surface area to volume ratio. What does this mean? Surface area to volume ratio refers to the surface area divided by the volume. So this is the ratio, the relationship. Of course, small objects have an overall, in absolute terms, a smaller surface area. Yeah, that's clear. But compared to the volume, the smaller something is, the larger its surface area. In other words, let's turn this around. If we make an object larger, then the volume will increase faster by the power of 3 compared to the surface area, which only increases by the power of 2. So if an object becomes too large, then sooner or later there will not be enough surface area left over. To imagine this a little bit, if you have a bag of candies, and then there are two ways that you can package them. You can package each candy individually, or you can put all of the candies together into one bag. Which one of those requires more plastic wrap? Well, of course, when you wrap it individually, because the smaller you make it, the larger the surface area, even though the volume of the candy is the same. Now, cells need to have a large surface area to volume ratio because the surface area, which is the cell membrane or the plasma membrane, this is the place where the cell obtains nutrients and also where it obtains oxygen and where it removes carbon dioxide. And therefore, this surface area, this plasma membrane, must be large enough for the volume. So if the cell becomes too big, then the nutrients that go through the plasma membrane will not be able to reach the center of the cell, and the cell is not able to survive. So in other words, cells have to be so small because otherwise they are not able to get all of the nutrients into the center of the cell, and they're also not able to remove all of the waste products because the surface area, the plasma membrane, is the place of exchanging materials with the environment. So, and you can do this yourself by doing a simple calculation. You can have a cube. You have a cube, and you have a cube with a side of, let's say, 1. And then you have a cube with a side of, say, 2. And now you can calculate the volume. In the first case, it's the volume is 1 centimeter, let's say. 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter is 1 cubic centimeter. It's the volume of the first cube. And the volume of the second cube is 2 centimeters times 2 centimeters times 2 centimeters makes 8 cubic centimeters. So simply by doubling the diameter or the edge of the cube, you're increasing the volume 8 times from 1 cubic centimeter to 8 cubic centimeter. If you now calculate the surface area, in the first case would be 6, well, the 6 sides, times 1 square centimeter. My mistake, 1 square centimeter, because one side has 1 square centimeter, 1 times 1, means 6 square centimeters in the first cube. And in the second cube, which has a side length of 2 centimeters, it's 6 times 2 times 2 is 24 square centimeters. So what we're going is we're going from 6 to 24 square centimeters. And this is not an increase of 8 times in the volume, but only an increase of, from 6 to 24, is 4 times. Okay, so this basically means that the volume increases 8 times and the surface area increases only 4 times. So you see that the volume increases faster than the surface area. Okay, I think you have to imagine this a little bit by making a drawing. But it is important to understand that when cells become too big, then they will have to divide to maintain a large surface area to volume ratio. And this is important especially for bacteria, for prokaryotic cells. They are quite small, they're the smallest cells, and they have to be so small because the plasma membrane, the cell membrane, does all of the jobs, or nearly all of the jobs, that other cell organelles would do in a eukaryotic cell. Yeah, otherwise the surface area would not be large enough to do all of the jobs that because there are more than just is more than just nutrient uptake. There are also many other jobs that the plasma membrane does, and this requires a large surface area. Okay, this was a short introduction to why cells have to be so small.